starting your journey to financial freedom.
Now.
You're listening to the New Investor Podcast.
I strongly believe that happiness is indeed a pursuit, and that it is a daily pursuit. It can be found in multiple situations, conversations, interaction with loved ones, but also achievements that you have encountered in a single day. By adding them all together day by day, you would have a pretty good understanding of how to be happy. We have a tendency to believe that we will be happy once we have achieved a major victory. I, on the other hand, believe that your little daily victories will ultimately keep you happy. As an example, making this episode today is for me an achievement, and it makes me happy to have been able to publish it. I was happy yesterday to have posted my previous episode, and happy again the previous day, which, on a bigger picture, brings me a lot of joy overall to have been able to step out of my comfort zone and start something I would never thought I would do one day. If you take today to focus on your future and start or continue working on your next source of income, I am positive that by the end of the day, you will feel proud about yourself and you will want to repeat that process over and over again. If you invest on a monthly basis, if you pay yourself first before considering any other monthly expense, wouldn't that be an achievement? Repeat that monthly. Let me know how that feels. It is called pride, a sense of achievement added on to many other that you must continuously pursue. Now, what would be the steps to take in order to first and foremost get rid of your debt? This will require discipline and you need to start today. Point 1. Set a budget. You need to forecast your spending against your income so you know exactly where you stand. I do mine for the full year, and I'm very pessimistic when I forecast. I keep all spendings to a minimum. 2. Avoid taking on new debt. Stop borrowing money to consume. It is simply the worst thing to do. If you have to borrow money, do it to invest in a business that would make money for you. 3. Educate yourself on investing in corporate finance. Do not be afraid. It is simpler than you think, and you do not need to be captain of the industry to start investing. 4. Your subscriptions. What are they? Start reevaluating your monthly subscriptions. Are they really necessary? How often do you use the service? Are they bringing any value to your life? Are they getting you closer to your goal? If not, cancel them all. Increase your income. Number 5, we have covered this point in the previous episodes. Episode 6 covers it, to be more exact. 6, use cash rather than credit cards. I withdraw $900 cash every month to pay for my expenses, no credit card. You will see how easy it becomes to manage your expenses this way. I only keep a charge card, my American Express, in case I travel, but I always pay it at the end of the month. 7. Start selling things you do not need. Do an inventory of your home and declutter. When you see an item, think about when was the last time you used it. Does it bring real value to your life? When was the last time you thought of using it? If you can't answer those questions, get rid of it. Sell the thing. This is all at least a good start to get rid of habits aimed at building debt. Paying off your outstanding debt is a priority, and there is no excuse for not building additional sources of income to that effect, given the world we live in. A world where you can basically start any business from your bedroom. Pay off debt first. By growing your income at work, excel in what you do, ensure you're happy in your current job to do so. If not, quit. No one knows how much a stock price will fluctuate in the future. But one thing is for sure, the younger you start, in 10 years, if you're 20 today, in 10 years you'll still be young and you'll be still able to recover should the fear of losing money is why you have not started investing already. But the contrary can be true too. You can actually build an extreme amount of wealth in that time as well. Simple math, but it is a win-win situation. I believe that even if you start at 40, you'll still be young at 50 nowadays. Still have the time to recover any losses or to build fortunes in 10 years. Or by the time you retire. Provided you do not sell, obviously, your positions and believe in the companies you have purchased initially. Now, what I can be certain of is that the biggest investors on the planet find period of crisis as serious opportunities, and you should be able to do so as well. We are in it for the long term. We are young, we have time, we are not in immediate need of the money we invest. We are building our future, so it is up to you to define how much risk you can take on your investment as you go along your journey to financial freedom. Thank you for listening to the podcast, and I really hope that it brings you some additional support on your own journey towards financial freedom. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button to never miss an episode, and looking forward to your DM and follow on Instagram at New Investor Podcast. In the meantime, stay invested, be patient, and keep playing the long-term game.